It was very mild. In fact, a lot of people enjoyed the potato onion with just bread and butter.
I see.
It was that mild. Mm-hmm. It had a very sweet taste to it. But I don't know whether you have ever tasted one of them or not.
I never knew it to be called that, and perhaps I've never had it.
I doubt it, because when I was a boy, why, everybody raised potato onions. Mm-hmm. But this last couple springs, well, I haven't been able to even... Some people, oh yes, we got them. Out in the country even, and I'll taste them. No, that isn't a potato onion at all. Well, I know the taste of it and the flavor of it. Yeah. So, but a lot of people think that just the regular green onion is a potato onion, but it is not.
Not so.
No.
Yeah. Well, this is moving a little bit from the onions. Now, the operation of getting beans out of the their cover, what's your word for that? You know, just a simple getting beans out.
That is the bean that you want to get ready to dry. You have to shell them out of the pods.
Okay. Uh-huh. Now, how about the usual variety?
Now, I've heard, pardon me, but uh-huh. I have heard the expression once in a while used by some of the real old-timers that were shelling beans or peas, green peas. They'd say, would you like to pop the peas or pop the beans?
Pop them.
Because when they squeeze them, they pop open, see?
I see.
After they get so ripe, the hull or the shell of the bean, you just squeeze a little bit and it'll have a little snap and pop open.
Now, you remarked, you commented on the hull or the shell
yeah.
of the bean. The people, have people said around here, hull as the word?
Mostly
for the
hull of beans, yes. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
But I know as a little kid, I'd heard the expression two or three times about, come on, John, I want you to pop the beans
uh-huh.
or the green peas or something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. So
I don't know whether it was an expression that was attractive to children or not. But I've heard it several times
yes.
used. Uh-huh.
Well, it is a lively expression, isn't it? Now, what about the usual variety of garden beans? What would be your term for it?
Well, the green bean is quite common, for one.
Mm-hmm.
The butter bean is another.
What is the butter? How would you distinguish the butter bean?
The butter bean would be about is a let's see, it's a kidney shaped bean,
uh-huh.
but it is about, and it is thick,
mm-hmm.
and also wide this way. That is, it isn't it isn't like a soup bean or a red bean, but it is more of a flat bean with a larger, circumference around it.
Uh-huh.
In other words, I think you would find the average butter bean would run about the size of a quarter.
Ah, yes.
Uh-huh, the coin, a quarter.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then you have the red bean. There are two varieties of red beans. I don't know, one of them is small, what we call a small red bean, and I don't know what the name is. The other is called the kidney bean.
Yes.
It's a large, you've probably seen them, the larger bean.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the black-eyed bean, too, that some people raise. It's a black bean with a little, about the size of a soup bean, but has a little, no, it's the color of a soup bean, but has a little black spot in it.
Yes.
That you wouldn't call a black eye. You don't see them on the market very much.
Not much. I haven't, did anything.
No.
Now, what about your word for the edible tops of turnips and the beets and dandelions and that kind of thing?
The tops of them?
Yeah.
Oh, we always referred to them as just the top of the beet or the top of the turnip or something
uh-huh.
like that. A lot of people like turnips, turnip tops,